Jess in with you this morning, and it's time to catch up with Pammy Seckham, who's the Rural Peer Support Worker with the Farmgate Support Program through Hunter New England Health. Pammy, how are you doing this morning?
Morning, Jess. Good to talk with you again, and hello to all your listeners.
Likewise, and it was fantastic to hear you say before we jumped on air this morning that you're right now looking out at a green paddock and a creek that's been running for months and months and months now.
Oh, it's such a joy, Jess, to be able to look out at green. It's so good for the eye and the spirit and the soul. And I go outside and sit by my creek and just listen to the soothing waters. And this time last year, I was saying, one day we will be able to look back and go, how bad has this been and how good is it now? And the day's here pretty much in terms of being able to look out at beautiful things and green.
Which is fantastic. I mean, it's great to see everything green. It's great to see the dams filling up, the water catchments getting a little bit of the rainfall as well. But I mean, as I've been talking about with Anto White over the past couple of weeks and with Matthew Milne as well, while the paddocks look green, you know, there's still some long-term effects that we're dealing with when it comes to drought and our farmers getting back up on their feet.
Yeah, Jess, I think it is lovely to look out at green and listen to the soothing running waters, and yet there's a lot of angst still. You know, while it looks good, it's kind of like what's really going on inside or underneath. Now let's talk about underneath first. I'm talking about water tables. You know, while it looks great, and I do have running water, not everybody does. Not everybody's water tables have come up. Not everyone's bores and wells have refilled. I've been chatting to farmers both just across the range and just here in the Upper Hunter where they're still waiting. So water is an issue. So while drought looks like it's gone, I guess we're in the drought recovery stage.
Yeah.
And that's really hard for people because people are looking out at the green grass and if they manage to hang on to their stock, now they're going, okay, good, I've now got my stock. What am I going to do about this enormous bill that I had buying feed for these cattle all the way through? Or if they don't have stock, they're kind of going, how in the hell am I going to be able to restock? The grass is almost like taunting them because there's so much feed for their stock and they may not be able to restock. So that's tough. So we've got people that are facing the angst of what they're going to do about restocking. There's others that are still dealing with the feed bill that they had feeding their stock through the drought. And then for some farmers, it's a double whammy, triple whammy maybe, that they've now had rain at the wrong time. And so particularly around the Merrill area and other parts of the Upper Hunter, people were waiting for the first good crop for years and years and years. And now for some, they've lost their crop or the crop's been affected. So it doesn't stop, does it, out there in the bush? It's just always a challenge.
And, I mean, we would have liked to have been using the last few months to sort of, while it's been cooler, to get back up on our feet and try and build up that resilience that, you know, may have started to drop off when we're going through these harder times of the drought before we get into these warmer months again. So, you know, how do we approach building up that resilience now?
Yeah, it's interesting because I'm sure everybody kind of has to have that resilience get through 3 or 4 years of drought. But it's a bit like running your car in the red zone of your tach meter. If you run your car or your vehicle of any description in that zone for too long, it blows up. And people have now got the opportunity to kind of back off that kind of red zone and take time out to actually just give themselves a break. Some of them are still exhausted as well as all the other worries they've got. And it's just an opportunity to take stock and check on your neighbours or even check in with yourself. How are you travelling? And I think more than anything, is this is a good time to talk to someone. You know, talk to your neighbour, have a beer with your mate. There are other places to go as well to get some help, but it's kind of like it's okay to ask for help and now's a good time because you've got to build up that resilience again because life on the land is tough and challenging and we've got to keep that resilience going.
Yeah, exactly right. And there are support programs out there to help you out. The one that you're a part of, Pammy, of course, the Farmgate Support Program. Walk us through how that one works.
Well, yeah, the Farmgate Support Program runs across the Hunter New England. And it is a free, I think the important part about the Farmgate program is a couple of things. One, it's free. The other one is, by the name Farmgate means we actually go to people. Mm. So we go on farm, or we go to the business store, or we can meet in a park or a coffee shop, wherever anyone wants to. And it's just an opportunity to talk, to kind of unburden, talk to someone independent of the family or outside your normal group, someone who can just listen and give you the opportunity to get some of the stuff you've been holding on to for all that time off your chest. Mm. You know, just a sympathetic ear to listen. And so the important part of the Farmgate program is that we can come to you. There's no referrals required, no criteria to meet, no hoops to jump over, and you don't have to come into the four walls of a consulting room. We can come out and sit in the beautiful fresh air and have a cup of tea and just chat, or just more importantly, listen. And it is definitely orientated to the farming community, and it's not restricted to just farmers. It is available for small business people who are doing it really tough because it's overlaid COVID onto that. Or just individuals, anyone who's just feeling a bit like they're not coping as well as they could, or they just need to kind of unburden and build that resilience up again.
Yeah. And another program is the Rural Adversity Mental Health Program, of course, that Matthew Milne's involved with, who we've been catching up with on the show.
Yeah, my colleague Matt and I have been chatting a lot about what can we do to support the rural community and build this resilience again. And his RAMP program is available to provide free training and information on the whole well-being and building resilience area. So he can put together training programs, long 2-day ones or short burst ones for people, staff, for groups of people to just help talk through what they can do to build up the resilience. So that's another great resource.
Yeah. Fantastic. There's so much available, and we really encourage anyone who's struggling, be it a farmer, be it a family, be it a business, to get in touch and take advantage of these programs. And Pammy, if anyone wants to get in touch with you specifically, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is probably just to drop me a email, or probably even better, call my mobile 0417 752 164. I work part-time, so if you do ring and leave me a message, I will definitely get back to you. It just may be not that day. And then we can arrange for me to come and see you and have a chat.
Pammy, I'll pop your details up on our website with this chat as well if anyone missed it. So thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Great to talk, Jess, and look forward to talking again soon.